From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California law bans former state lawmakers from becoming lobbyists until they've been out of office for a year. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, many firms find a way to hire ex-lawmakers anyway.
Philip Ung is with California Common Cause, and he says here's how it works.
Legislators consistently leave after being termed out, and they serve as consultants or advisors to lobbying firms and are not technically considered lobbyists. This is what we call the Newt Gingrich loophole.
I have never done any lobbying. Every contract that was written during the period when I was out of the office specifically said I would do no lobbying, and I offered advice. And my advice as a historian...
That's the former House Speaker's widely mocked description of his work for Freddie Mac during a Republican presidential debate in 2011. Ung says most firms don't publicize their hiring of former lawmakers, so it's hard to know how many are violating the spirit of the law, if not the letter. But newly retired Democratic Assemblywoman Allison Huber recently took an of-counsel job in a prominent law firm's government affairs practice. Huber points out that not all government affairs work is lobbying. She said she wouldn't do any lobbying in her new job, and now it's a moot point. Governor Jerry Brown just appointed her to a judgeship. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
California is part of a group of new states approved by the federal government to run its own health insurance exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. Thursday's approvals are conditional, based mostly on the states' ability to meet federal guidelines and satisfy conditions of their own plans for the new marketplaces. Gary Cohen is a director with the federal agency implementing key provisions of the federal health law.
In all of these states, there's more work to be done to be ready for open enrollment in October of 2013, but we believe that they've made significant progress and have presented a plan to get them there.
The announcement means a total of 19 states and D.C. have been certified to run their own exchanges. Other states have until the middle of February to apply to run an exchange through the federal government. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.